Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful, wonderful, and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Timo Zed. So wonderful to see a friendly caller in here, Malor Knox. Good to see you. All right, today I want to just let it be known that I accept calls for a chat. Doesn't matter where you come from and what you have in mind. Okay, the number is 347-850-1358. This is a place where everyone with a civilized mind is welcome here. And I talk about very serious things pertaining to civilized life, the difference between civilized people and uncivilized people. It can get very rough in this line of thinking because this world is gone out of control. I mean, too far. I mean, we don't appreciate things getting out of control. But as far as the knowledge of civilization and the species of people, how many species do we have in the world is a textbook, and the BC and AD era, these things, a lot of people don't know anything about them. And to say whether or not Christmas and Easter is a civilized thing, or what they call it, the other, forget what they call this other type of holiday, but a whole bunch of madness that especially African people are drawn into. And we haven't had a chance to know the difference between a lot of things because of the church. The church. Is the church a civilized thing? I find out, no. I was grown up in church, but now I'm reading, and I am finding out a lot of things. Can you find God in the Bible telling the truth? No, God is the biggest liar in the Bible. But you just won't know that until you get personally involved with what the Bible called the Word of God. And the Word of God is not found in a Bible. The Word of the gods are found in history. So a lot of things we don't know, and because I was from age 7 till about age 60, when I began to know things and stop the believing and use the knowledge to know, it becomes something very uncomfortable to hear some of these things because I had to get used to them when I read them. And I believe that there was wise men that followed the star. And I know that for many, many years, until I start to read now with a sober mind, and I realized too many things into that Matthew chapter. I think it is Matthew 2. And I begin to see a lot of things that I never noticed before. It's not true. No wise men never follow no star. No baby Jesus wasn't born. And St. Paul is not a real character, neither Jesus or God. And this is like turbulent to hear these things for the first time. Not unless you're really serious, I guess, like I was. I was sensitive to knowing, and I am willing to face up to what the word is saying to me. Since as I have to fall in love with words. Words not going to fall in love with us. So we have to be willing to learn what words are saying. When you're reading, when anybody's reading, and if we want to know the civilized way of life, what is civilization? It's not a little city over there that looks nice. That's not what civilization is. Civilization is far different from what we call civilization. And it when you get to know it, you just decide to lose a lot of friends who don't care about your knowledge and your finding. Well, it is the source book that tells of the record of the past. That's what world history is, a record of the Bible is not a record of the past. As a matter of fact, the Bible does not have any academic consultant or teacher reviewers to say Genesis 1, 2 and 3 record, beginning human being, the creation in the Garden of Eden. When you find out that God is not real, and when we have a believing mind, we believe everything. Now I realize I turn into a person who want knowledge, and it doesn't matter what I did believe. I have to put down the belief that is not true and cling to the source that tells me what my conscience and my conviction tell me this is the truth. So I would say it become personal to a person who wants to be real and look up in the sky and listen to the cloud, watch the clouds and listen, rain, thunder roll and lightning clap. And you feel all right. If you begin to feel all right with what you come to understand, well, I think that's the place to be until you're dead. All right. So I just want to pass along, some of what I talk about. And, but I do love when people call and are willing to talk about what they believe or on what they know and stuff like that. I love talk to people and to not to like to bash anybody at all, because I'm not into that. I live too long in church from age 7 with my parents who were Christians. We are all coming from slavery. And now I know that we didn't get our knowledge to go Christmas and Easter. We did not get that from our history. and to know about the talking serpent, that we know about in the Bible. There is no real talking serpent. What is talking serpent is, it is the European hominid primates that attack the African people when they are leaving Africa, come into the Western world. And this is something that is very shocking, because when I grow up with the Bible saying that Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed, this story I know from when I was a child. And it is when I get old and gray and reading, I find out that. But look at this. 100,000 years ago, whether or not somebody have the heart, the mind to understand this. But I just begin to read these things in history and nobody pay them no mind. Like, go back to 100,000 years ago. Our indigenous people were created 100,000 years when we were leaving Africa to come to the Western world, right? We were only 100,000 years old, and our migrant ancestors were attacked with disease of the Europeans, and they did not know that their attack, which include sexual acts and stuff like that, and they were infected with the white sodomite disease. I've never heard anybody talk about that. I hear a few things, but not that. But it is in history that is the problem of the African people today, because they did not know that they were infected with the attacker's disease, and they would make their way to the Western world, and here we are in the Western world. Now, when we settled in what they call Israel, it's another name, but these people call their Israel. It is thousands of years later, after we started this second 100,000 years. Right, so we leave Africa, not all of us, but those Chinese, Indians, and all of us, because we are ethnic group people, a whole group of us, and we don't even know these things. We don't even agree with our own set of right, moreover to know those who are ethnic group together. We don't know all these things. All right, but what I'm trying to say to you now, we, from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, if you pay attention, you will find out that all of us Africans have a retarded brain. We are all suffering from some problem, and it is because of the disease of the Europeans, and they get our blood because of the problem, because they are hominid. They come from apes. We don't know, we accept that, but that's what the history shows. White people are not human beings. And I'm talking it without anything, holding my breath. I am saying it because it's true. They want us to think that we are the monkey people. But it's them. When you look into the World History textbook, Glencoe, World History, Phil Vogel, National Geographic, that it's published 2004, and the edition is number 2. And I began to read this World History textbook, and these white people do a lot of distortion to our history. That the scientist guy in South Africa said, after he did some research in South Africa, like about 12 years ago, and they found out that's where the Elohim that came down from the our solar system called Nibiru came down to Earth, and everything that we are looking at that's civilized, they are the ones that brought it here. But they came before we humans were here, because they created us. They created us human beings, and they are called Elohim, gods, Anunnaki, and different names they are called. But the pyramids that we see all around the world, it's not human being make that. All of the, let's say, the four rivers in Africa, who made those rivers? It's not the God in the Bible. These people are lying. And why do we have so many Bible lies? It is because the people who read our history, pen them, it is because they know that they have destroyed our brain. And of course we are doing a lot of things for ourselves, but we don't have a government now. Well, we have a government, but it's only the intangible government we have. We don't have anybody to carry on and, let's say, our system, our civilized system. I mean, the disease from these hominid apes, it destroyed our brain to where they could lie and tell us all those lies you read in the Bible, and we would never see them. We don't see those lies. And they tell you, let's say, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, they actually say in that book, right? That's 1 Corinthians 2, 14, 13 and 14 verses. They actually say that a believing person, a person must be a believer to come into the Christian church. And they say, to be a believer, your mind has got to be unnatural. Is there anything in the human brain that works unnatural? I don't know of it. But they actually say that in the Bible. If you've ever read it. But I never know that until I turn a old man and gray. my ears are gray, right? But I am reading and looking at words now, and I'm seeing things that I never see before. So this is what I'm trying to say. Get back to why we are a people with a problem, mental problem. Although we are doing kind of well and stuff like that, and we get used to being mentally ill. But we were not the same. We are not the same people we were when we left Africa. You see? However, when they started to, like, use their diseases on us, they realized that we were not the same people anymore. So that's why they wrote the Bible and write all those things in the Bible. Because we don't have the knowledge now. Like to say, oh, no, you cannot do that. You can't do that. Get out of here. We don't have that in us. So we are a prey that they have suffocated our minds that we can go to university. You can go to college. You can go to place of high learning. And you can learn that because our brain is a very technical thing. So what they did and the kind of effect that we have from their disease, it allows us to do the kind of thing that you see we are doing. But what happened to our government? We don't know that we have a government. Under the government, it is the gods that brought the government to earth because they did not come to earth to create human beings. It's not the reason that they wrote in the Bible that God make us to praise him and all this kind of stuff. That's not the reason why we are created. And even if you look in the Bible, they put a little of the truth in there. God make man and say be fruitful and multiply. That is all right. But they did not come to earth to create human beings. They had a problem on their planet and wanted gold. And today, if you know about the history of the gods and the work that they do all around the planet, you will find out that they came with workers to do the mining of the coal and so forth. And they did it for quite some time. Quite some time is that those from above don't have the same lifespan like us who born on earth, right? So they live a mighty long time, many thousands of years, okay? And this is what happened. These workers that they brought with them become tired of doing it, and they decided that some of them want to go back home and all that. And it was two brothers, sons of the king of Nibiru. They were sent here to maneuver or to supervise the work that was going on. And so they decided they have to have another source to get the gold. And they called their father down and they came to earth. If you don't know, between the earth and the planet Nibiru, if you talk about Mount Sinai, what we read in the Bible about Mount Sinai is not the truth. Because Mount Sinai is a place, of course, in the east, where they talk about Moses go up and talk to God and all that kind of thing. We don't have this story at all. So what has happened, they decided that they would create, because these are the most sophisticated scientists that came here. They are from let's say, the only developed planet with beings. They are not humans, but they are, you know, they are the best that we can know, right? And if you look on the things that they have done on Earth, you will find out that they're not human like us. They are going to make a human and make us hybrid. And this is what the Bible has wiped out from us, and the white people don't want us to know that we are hybrid and all sorts, because they don't put it in the Bible. They make up a phony God in the Bible that we believe in today, right? So I'm lucky to be reading and find out these kind of things. But go back what I'm talking about that our brain is not what it was, when we were created 200,000 years ago. We are not the same people. And it's the reason why when they come in with A.D. Anno Domini and talking about Jesus, Jesus never exists. Jesus is a counterfeit character, right? And God begot a son. When we read that in the Bible, when I start to read seriously, I find out it's a lie. And I find out that the word God, and the context that we understand God to be a God of the universe, that's not true. What you have in the Bible there is not true. And no, I'm not saying that I don't believe in the creators. That's not what I'm saying. I am authenticating the fact that we have divine people who created us, but they come here to work, and we can see the things that they do. Not like this God of the Bible that you can't see him and you will never know. And the things that God does in the Bible as a perfect God, you read other places in the Bible to show you that God is not perfect at all, because say he regrets that he make man. So we see all these old bunch of foolishness, and it take a long time for us to find out that, you know what? We are in bad shape. We are in bad shape. And when I tell people that these things that I have found, well, whatever caused me to be here and able to say these things, nobody else. I never hear anybody say them. And I am reading it and see now the world history textbook, they will say, It agrees with the Bible. That's not, with what? With what? No. It's human. They say some things of history in the Bible, but it's not something that you can follow. It's not, number one, they tell a lot of lies, and most of what they say is not the way it should be said. It doesn't care about we who are hybrid. A creature a hybrid? Two different blood. And there is no other human being like us. The white people, they want to call themselves human right now. They want to, like, if you know about the species, there are two species in the world history textbook. It's the hominid primate. Don't forget that, because only two in there. But they, when they write, like if you go on Twitter and want to ask them questions, and if you ask them how many human species are there, they'll tell you like maybe 21 or more. You are totally lost if you just want to know from them how many species are lost, because they're going to lie to you about it. All right? Well, that's the way the church is. The church is what they created. It's not for Africans. But because of the injury of our brain, we believe everything. Begin to start read, like I'm saying it now, and somebody will listen to what I say. And they may feel the energy of what I'm saying and go look. Go research something and find out that. But you know that this dude is saying he's telling the truth. And we don't want nothing better than that. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now, it is a awful thing, because I've never thought of anything to exist like this. after I have been thinking about things I don't know all of my early life, I come to the point where I start to read and understand what I'm reading, because I didn't read very well when I, you know, in my younger days. But I go to adult school and read on a higher level, so I understand things, you know, more independently for myself. So I don't tell anybody to believe what I am saying, but I am telling you a fact of history. And I don't know any other higher source book that tells about the past and what happened. So that's all I do. And somebody's going to go away and, you know, I tell them the history book, when it was published and the edition and everything like that. I'm quick to tell people these things because it lets you begin to look for yourself, okay, and be independent, because you're born alone, let's say, right? You're going to die alone. You don't want to die with what people preach to you. You want to, like, read at all if you are able to read, or if you are talking to anybody, make sure you find somebody that you bear witness that they are telling you the truth, if that will work, right? However, I'm talking about this brain thing because it is the most important thing for us to know as a foundation for our civilized mind. We can get over this because, see, I am getting over it. This is the reason why I am talking. So any one of us can start reading and find out that Genesis creation story is a lie, right? You'll find out for yourself. And God is a lie because God is perfect when he's making Adam and Eve, but turn around, he cursed them. He showed that he and his son didn't know what they were making. A lot of things in the Bible. God, if you read Genesis 3, you will see where God lied to Adam and Eve that they are going to die. And you read that third chapter and you will see when this serpent came in and asked Eve, did God tell you if you eat of this fruit, you will die? Eve explained to the serpent. It's not a serpent like we think it is. Are the white people them? Are the serpents? They write the Bible and begin to write these codes and, you know, I mean, mislead us. But we are catching up with them. So dear, you have it. The brain that we are using, there's a lot that we don't know, we don't think about, and it is because of the retardation of our brain, right? Because I'm telling you about in Palestine, when our people reach the Western world and were there in Palestine. You talk about many thousands of years. And guess what happened? When I tell you what happened 100,000 years ago, that is what caused what they put in the Bible as man, the human, fall from grace and become separated from God. These European people at the attack, when they attack our people, they realize the best thing to do is to use their disease on us. And that was the first time, 100,000 years, that's a long time, right? But I want to give you my sense of this. And what I am I'm trying to point out is that what they did at that time cause our people to be infected and don't realize it and move on. Well, what they got out of that attack was our blood. The way they did it, they went away and start having crossbreeding babies. Now, you want to wonder why these hominids who never speak a language, how did they come to talk? Because, you know, monkey don't talk, and that's what they are. They are primates. Go back 3.5 to 4 million years ago, they developed in Africa. And they left Africa 1.5 million years ago and go into Asia and Europe. All right. They could only make stone tools and light a fire. Okay? But you tell me if you know of anybody that talks about what happened. Do you find any book that tells where did these people go since 1.5 million years? Okay? The gods that came here after that, after they are in Europe, the gods did not mix with these Europeans. They could have, just as they use us to be human workers, primitive workers, they could have used these white people who went up into Europe, but they didn't. Right? All right. So it is important for us to know where did they go, because the only thing we know about now is our people was attacked. Okay? And is very little of that you're going to know the way these Europeans have set up our world society with us retarded brain. Everywhere you go in Jamaica, there is church everywhere, and we believe in Jesus Christ. And it's not true. So the thing, Jamaica turned a place now that a terrible, terrible place, right? Because a pure slavery people come there and build up the place, you know, with our people. And it's all a vicious, vicious kind of life that we are living, right? Anyway, so I'm saying now that we don't have any idea that these same white people begin to talk like us. All right, you probably know about the Neanderthals. The Neanderthals is a sapien subgroup, like we who talk. The Neanderthals did not speak language, but they were like the best, very good looking human being, right? So what these white people do, and this is very, very well published, and they themselves have acknowledged themselves to catch these Neanderthals, which are not their species. We are sapien, white sapien, and these white people are hominid primates. So, indeed, that's why their disease are so are dangerous, have sex with them and whatever it is. We're not supposed to interbreed with them because we are not the same taxonomic energy. You see what I mean? And this is what happened. Now we are marrying to them and everything like that. So we don't know. We do not know. All right? So we, since they go back there, since they settled in Europe and Asia, we don't know anything about these people. And what we're going to know later on It's bits and pieces of what you can't put together, as it were, right? It's going to be hard to put it together. So because they do everything that we don't have any media, we don't have any government, like to say, take up issues with them, because they are the only government in the world now. You probably know that. White people are the only government in the world. And the only thing that is going to drive them out is what I'm telling you right now. They don't have a government. They don't have anything that is civilized. And I can tell you how many times I'm here talking on June 30th. I think it's the last time that they cut off, like I'm here. I am not sure when I get done, this what I am saying is going to go publish at all, because they are doing everything to keep us from coming to our senses. But see all the tornadoes them out there? All right. They are for a reason, okay? Because the gods who set up this planet with all the things, civilized things, there was no civilization before the gods came. Because these sodomites, they were there in Europe and Africa, and they couldn't do anything else. So it is the civilization that we have that they are using, and it suits them real well when they can do whatever they want to do with all the riches that we have, and there is nobody to prosecute them for anything. The only thing I find that is going to drive them out is the fact that our government is still the civilized government. They can't substitute our government, and that's what I found out. Okay? Sumerian published our first educational thing in Mesopotamia, right? And the Sumerian are well-renowned people who first broadcast our civilization on the human level. So we are well secure when we learn the truth. Yeah, we will kick these people out very easily when we find out what they have done to put us in the situation we are in. So if we learn the facts and able to articulate it, they'll have to go, because all we have to do is tell them to go. See those tornadoes out there? Those are working on our behalf. And those of us who will follow these idiots, they will perish in the tornadoes too. Tornadoes coming for them. You see how frequently they are here? Almost every week. It was never like that. And there was no tornadoes like what we have here today when our first people came here. If they see little of that, our people used to look at it as a religious kind of thing. It was not dangerous for them. But now you can see the tornado aimed at these people's houses and their fields and destroy it. You look and see. So we are, as far as I know, I have to tell it the way I am seeing it, because we are belonging to the same ethnic system, and they put us apart, split us apart from each other. We don't know what we are to do, but I am very sure with what I am reading and what I'm seeing, once the residue of people, because I read some particular places in the Old Testament, the church don't read those parts in the Old Testament. But there are some things in the Old Testament that tells of a time when there would be a change that will remove these Sodomites that are here. All these white people want, if you notice, in their invasion, it's not just in America they invade. They invade everywhere we settle in the Western world. That's what they do. No, why would they do a thing like that? They do it because Obama, in 2015, get the Supreme Court to pass law to marry same-sex people in America. Now, they don't have any respect for us. They think they have taken over everywhere we settle. That's what they are thinking. But I tell you what. Yes, and they think all the wealth Africa has, they think it's theirs. Everywhere we are, they think it's theirs. But this is the fall of them. They will never be civilized. They can never do anything civilized. Meaning, as long as we stay with our brain deluded, they will rule forever. But if we come to know what happened, they will have to go because they cannot have a civilized government. See what I mean? So you can see the reason why we all support and go vote for them. I stopped voting when I realized what they're up to. I'm not voting again. Because we have our own government. And what they do as a government, you look into the world, it's a textbook, and it tells you that our government and king ruling. These guys, they throw our people out of their kingship position and take the military. The date when that happened, when they staged the coup, it was about 2,600 years ago. And it was the date on 509 BC. That was when they go into Europe and remove the king, Roman Tarquinius, out of the city of Rome and begin to call themselves Romans and Empire and all this kind of thing. And then they go to Israel. That's what they call it now, Israel. But Palestine, that is what I want to say. Palestine is the place where we settled, and they come and decide to take over that land, right? So now we have all these things to know. We need to know these things, what happened, and how we can point out the things that they have done right along, and they can't show any evidence of they being civilized people and created by the gods. We are created by the Elohim gods. So our female are gods. Our goddesses, rather, right? And we, the men, we are gods as well because we have their blood. All right. So what I'm saying now, why these people have such power to make laws, to kill us, a lot of Holocaust that they kill, right, in the millions. And we have not been able to do anything about it. I have been making findings that totally blow them to where they come from. Because you even in the United States now, you don't see the government here that we call it. You don't see they behave like they would accept anybody, any other army or invade America. No. They wouldn't accept that. No. They are the greatest. They are the greatest, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me something now. They come here and begin to build upon the government that the gods set up here. So how do they invade us and take over everything? Well, they could only do it because of the disease that strike our brain and we are not able to talk to them because they know more than we do know now, know about us. They know more than us. They have education. They have all of what it takes now to keep us down over all of our establishment, education establishment and health care and all of that. And if I go out there now personally and decide to stop them, I think I could. You see, because if they don't kill me, I'm going to like tell the truth. And they won't be able to stand up to it. No, I am writing on the internet and stuff like that and would ask them the question about what process is used to establish the U.S. Constitution. Nobody answers. Nobody answers. And I find out a lot of things that is sour for them. So make it easy now. I am telling you, these people don't have any government because they could not come here and set up what they don't have. They don't have a government. So it means if I am going to fool you and take over something that belongs to you and you don't have enough sense to, you know, to remove me from, you know, calling an authority or something like that, right? You will allow me to take away your stuff. Well, it's the situation. We have our intangible government because they get rid of those who were in charge and was ruling. But we still have the intangible government, the civilized establishment. We still have that. If we were to go into one of their courts for something that you are charged with, and you go in there with the law that still on record today. Our king laws and everything is on record today. They don't have anything civilized on record. But because our brain is down, we don't know that. Well, I did do a paralegal course, and I graduate. I know some things about government law. Real estate and stuff and these kind of things. Government has a jurisdiction, and that's what we have, civilized jurisdiction under the government called or named kingship. So right as it stands, we African people are not protected because of our ignorance. Because all we need to do is to get in this kind of situation that we are in, is to get the laws of the kings that they violate. These white people violate our laws of the gods, the Elohim gods, of the king of Nibiru, who are in charge of the planet. The planet, they are the ones that make the planet civilized, not these white people. So they are doing it because we do not know. If you were to, like, get some of that law, and if you, as a matter of fact, any money at all that we owe Uncle Sam and taxes, if we know what to do with our civilized law that they don't have, they'll have to leave you alone. Especially if you are someone who can handle, you know, your argument and display your fact. They don't want to deal with you because it will be the end of them. It will be the end of them. They have all the military stuff. The military that they have is ours. 509 BC, when they call themselves Romans and get rid of the king in Rome. They stole everything from the king, the military, and the dress code. And as a matter of fact, this is one of the problems that causes us to be in this situation, because they had we didn't have anyone at all because of what these people have done with their disease. We don't have anyone to stand up for government because everybody's brain is gone down, right? But if we come to the knowledge now and get the laws and put it all together, We would throw them out from whence they come, because they cannot manage the fact of where they are right now. They don't have anything here to stand up against our fact and our existence. So it's basically because our brain is not working, and we would have to, like, study and know exactly what is there for us to lay hold on. And they would have to run because they will never be civilized. Look at Easter and Christmas and Jesus and the AD and Adamani that they are using as law. It's not law at all. AD and Adamani is not law. So if you owe them any amount of money and decide to say, you know what? You've stolen enough from us, I ain't paying you none. And this is it. This is the power that I have been created under, and what protect me. You gotta go. So a lot of things are dear for us, you know. And I hope that you may catch a few of these things and do something with it, all right? I thank you for tuning into the program, and I'll play another little tune and come back on another portion. Let's see here. I can see. What is this? Let's say. Where is Johnny Nash? Can she clear? Okay. I'm going to find this. Okay. Yes. This is a Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be
okay, Johnny Nash, Sunshiny Day. I was on a point and I missed a point, a portion I wanted to emphasize. And it is that we have left Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere, and we are in what they call Israel. And as I'm saying, I'm pointing to the amount of time that we are in Palestine, Israel, they call it. And when did the white people invaded us in Palestine? It's about 400 years after they overthrow the king in Italy. About 400 years. From 509 BC to 63 BC, if I'm correct with that. But 63 BC, they came in as Romans and overthrow Palestine and begin to occupy it until they changed our calendar and started with their AD Anno Domini. Now, think of what happened 100,000 years ago with their disease and whatever else. And whatever time it took us to reach Palestine. And we are there, and to show you that our brain is gone, we are reading the Bible today, talking about Caesar Augustus and Caesar was taking taxes from us, and we think it was a good thing. Till today, we think that was, we're reading it in the Bible and can tell that these are the people that attack us 100,000 years ago. We don't know. It's just to show you the tragedy, what happened in the world, and when nobody hasn't gotten a little enlightenment of it. You just go on like that, just go on. That people who rule the government. Daddy, I have follow up my MR this evening at 6 o'clock at the Cleveland Clinic. I'll be back. Okay. Yeah. I am looking that we are so retarded. You can see when it comes to the Bible, we will never find a lie in there if we don't get some enlightenment as to what happened, because we will just read that stuff and don't know that this guy is a transgressor of our species. We don't know that. And until this day, we don't behave like we know anything. And if somebody should tell you, a lot of people won't even listen to it, because they only believe in Jesus, believe in his Father, God, and they don't get a wink to know that, you know, it doesn't make any sense to say God begot a son and there is no woman. We don't look at anything. And this is where we are. And it's difficult to get people to understand what I'm saying. But I tell you, we are some remnant. And I am convinced that we are getting close to a change of all this old bunch of nonsense that is going on the planet. Okay, so I wanted to point that out, that how we become so darkened in our thinking that, yeah, we can work and earn some money and build a nice house and things like that, drive a nice car. But when it comes to the Bible, we don't know nothing. And it is in the Bible. The problem is for us to know. You know? Yes, that's where we need to know it. Okay, so let me go over to this song. Let me go over to this section here. United States, smallpox, typhus, and measles were probably the deadliest disease. Counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust, 1492. Presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston, downtown. Is true in a plainly quantitative sense of body counting
that the barrage of disease unleashed by the Europeans among the so-called virgin soil. Yes, virgin soil. Populations of the Americas caused more deaths than any other single force of destruction. However, by focusing almost entirely on disease, by displacing responsibly for the mass killing onto army of invading microbes. Contemporary authors increasingly have created the impression that the eradication of those tens of millions of people with inadvertent, eradication of those tens of millions of people was inadvertent. A sad, but both inevitable and unintended consequences of human migration and progress. In fact, however, the near total destruction of the Western Hemisphere's native people was neither inadvertent nor inevitable, yeah, counting the dead, Stannard has insisted that microbial pestilence and purposeful genocide at times operated independently after 1492, but more often, disease and genocide were interdependent forces acting dynamically, and it was their interrelated combined impact that led to the deaths of so many indigenous people. Like Stannard, Thornton has recognized that European and African disease
were the most important cause of the catastrophic demographic collapse of the indigenous population in what is today the United States. Smallpox, typhus, and measles were probably the deadliest disease from indigenous people. Deadliest diseases for indigenous people. And Thornton has cited Dobine, serious contagious disease causing significant mortality, invaded Native American people at intervals of 4 years and 2.5 months. On the average, from 1,520 to 1,900. Thornton has insisted on the importance of other vital factors as well. Well, this is a very, 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 very report, you know. It's a very serious report. Very serious report. I want to thank you for tuning into the program here today. Let's see, I may be able to like play a tune here that will be nice. Let's see, how much can I get out of these here?
Soul seeker, I say. got to live clean and you worthy. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna see work. Live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna see work. If your one comes to life, see another one comes to life, see. If you want to be saved, you got to go in your grave, son, yeah. Back up bullshit, yeah. That is bullshit, I say. The other one comes till I say. The other one comes till I say. If you want to be the light, son, you got to love Jesus Christ, son. That is fantasy. Hold back a victor and be happy. All you got to do, live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feed worm. Live clean, let your work. Stand firm on the fever.
Live clean, let your work be seen.